Welcome to Spectrum from China America Hit Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their Chinese lifestyle experiences. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hello again. Welcome to Spectrum. Our guest this week is a return visitor, Zhu Kongzhao, who is here because he wrote a book a while back called Chinese Secrets for Success. And so I'd like to welcome you back to China America Radio, Zhu Kong.
Thank you for having me again.
Good. I guess the book has been doing well. I've seen some reports and some reviews all over the place for the past several months. So it looks like maybe people are starting to take your advice.
That is correct. I see a positive response from audience, readers, some news media coverage already.
Well, the reason we're talking today is because since we last spoke, school is in session. And school is a very important part of many people's lives, whether you're parents or whether you're students or whether you're teachers. And one of the issues that I think deserves mentioning is the fact that statistically, a lot of the Chinese students or Asian students, particularly in general, tend to do well in school. And in your book, you sort of address this in some of the different disciplines that people need to observe in raising their children. Let's back up a little bit and talk a little bit about why do Asian kids do better in school?
Sure. I think before we really address that question, we need to understand what are the key challenges our parents and students are faced in today's society. Number one, many children are increasingly influenced by pop culture. They are not motivated to learn. When they are in school, they just want to be cool, but are not interested in learning. That is the number one challenge. Number two, there's a lot of distractions in today's society, video games, TV programs, a lot of things. Third one, because our education quality in the U.S. is declining, they did not help children build a good foundation. So when children move from middle school to high school, they did not have a good foundation. In this case, they feel frustrated. So because of these three reasons, I think Asian American families, Chinese American families, are able to utilize our tradition, which is Confucian values, to address that. So we have a few ways to address that.
If you would be looking at a class of students, let's say in China, they have distractions too, and they have smart kids, and they have kids that are not so smart. Do you think this phenomena is unique to Chinese immigrant students or Chinese students that grew up in the United States as opposed to Chinese people that live in China or, you know, in Chinese cultures in other countries?
I believe is in particular in the Western society and also in particular in the U.S., like in this country, we pretty much worship sports stars, pop stars, but in China, also in Asian American society communities in the U.S., we create a pro-education culture, family culture. We emphasize education is a primary way for children to have a successful life. So that is our trick number one. And also another thing I want to share with the audience is when children are young, we teach children to 立志, to have big dream for their future. In this way, we motivate our children to learn, and that is number two. Number three is we demand a high standard of our children. In this case, when children in elementary school, they have good foundation, enjoy learning. When they go to middle school, they will feel comfortable. And a lot of methods, learning methods from Confucianism, we also benefit from that.
Well, that would be fine if everybody had a young child. What happens if you have a student that's in school that's already in the middle years, it's already in elementary school for 3 or 4 years, or in junior high school? Are there any proactive things you can do once the process has begun?
I think that comes down to the parental influence. I think one thing I feel a weakness in today's lot of parenting style in the U.S. is parents do not really influence the children very much. Like in Asian or Chinese families, when the children, particularly when they're growing up, we tell them, you know, your future is tied up with your education. So if you want to have a good life, you have to learn, you have to build a good solid foundation. So the parental influence at this junction is very important.
It doesn't seem like there's really any top capacity for the things that a person can know and the things that a person can do, because even children growing up in Chinese culture have a lot of distractions. They also have video games. They have a lot of pressure to participate in music and in sports. Perhaps maybe you should make a second version of your book and aim it directly at student readers.
Probably is a good idea. Actually, you know, this is areas basically Chinese or Asian American parenting made a big difference is a very good home culture, which emphasizes education, emphasizes learning, emphasizes motivation, also discipline, high standard. That made a huge difference. Well, that is a kind of key difference I see between the American regular American family versus Asian American family.
Well, we've talked about the suggestions and things that the parents can do, but a lot of the classroom information that comes to a student comes from the teachers and from the education system itself. Is there any proactive changes or corrections that you think could be made at the administrative level in the education system that would bring these students, you know, into a greater appreciation of the learning process?
Sure, absolutely. I view the education reform as a kind of three-legged stool. One, the funding and resources. That is something we need to do. Second is what you're talking about is reform. I think Bill Gates emphasized teachers' quality, but we also need to emphasize the higher standard. If we don't have high standard, and when children graduate from elementary school, they are not really ready to go to the middle school, particularly for science and math. So discipline and high quality education is very important. Third one is what I talk about is parenting. So this we need to address all three aspects to make the U.S. education system work.
As you know, in the United States, each of our education systems is governed pretty much at the state level. There really is very little national oversight into the education system. Is that confusing? Would you prefer, would you recommend taking a more national approach to the educational process rather than state by state?
I think I personally would like to see that, because if we find out a state have good experience, why not duplicate that? Why do we need all the states to reinvent the wheel by themselves? But overall, I want to say our education standard is far behind the Asian countries, Confucian-influenced countries, behind of our industry nations like Europe. So we need to do something.
It's the earlier part of the school year. We're certainly in the first half of the current school year, at least in North America and the United States. And sometimes after school starts, some kids are already hopelessly lost right after the beginning of the year. Do you think there needs to be a better way of measuring where students fit in the academic process so that we don't treat everybody going into the ninth grade equally or everybody going into the senior year of high school equally? There should be some other types of standards we look at so everybody doesn't all go in as equals.
That is absolutely right, because even in the 2000 years ago, Confucius already said we need educated based on children's learning, the level of learning, the talents. We need to make measurement. Standard testing is one, but we may treat like people with disability or other kids differently, but a standard test, standard measurement, we need to do that. We need to also customize our learning towards the student's level. For the student that do not have good foundations, they need to take additional makeup class, additional training, so ensure they have good foundations so when they move to next grade, they can handle that. right now, we just too much emphasize the self-esteem of children, do not really take the right measurement, do not really demand the high performance. So that is areas I see a failure in our education system here.
Well, now, you are a parent. Obviously, you've done well by your own children. If, let's say, you were the parent of a child who, at this early stage of the school year, is already experiencing some academic problems, be proactive. Give some advice to the parents, something they can do now to step in and try to effect a change.
Okay, the first thing you need to be aware of what's happening with your children. If children cannot perform academically, you need to find a tutor or yourself, really build a good foundation. Make sure, particularly math and science, the children lay good foundation. Another thing you need to put enough emphasize sufficient work like in academics. Currently, a lot of children spend a lot of time, 6 or 4 hours per day, learning sports, other things. But if you lose your academic foundation, it's difficult to use for your children to move next level. So additional learning and makeup training, these are important if the children, and also very importantly, you need to watch the children's what kind of friends they are playing with, what's their cultural orientation. They more focus on the entertainment, the playing games, or they're more willing to learn. So the setup of the right orientation in learning is very important.
I wanted to ask you just maybe a philosophical question, and that is that there are other students in other parts of the world that also do better when they come to the United States, including a lot of students who come from South Asian countries who would be perhaps less influenced by the Confucius teachings. Are there similar disciplines and similar teachings that have sprung off of Confucius teachings that are in other parts of the world that cause this to happen when these students come here?
I want to say basically a lot of countries outside the U.S. Emphasize education a lot. But if you look at the PISA International Education Assessment, Confucian influenced nations like Singapore, China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, South Korea are ranked very high. So the general education level in this kind of country are very high. But every country does have very good top performers in the education.
Our guest on Spectrum this week is Yu Kong Zhao, who has been with us previously. His book is called Chinese Secrets for Success. We're talking today about school students and how Asian kids seem to do a little bit better in the academic world in some cases. Any final words of wisdom you can give to our parents that might be listening to the show today?
Sure. I think in order to train successful kids, be open-minded, try to gather as much information, good experience from different cultural groups, from different friends. That is important to the success of your children.
And if people would like to get more information or read some additional information or go to the website for your book, would you give that address for us, please?
Yeah, it's Chinese Secrets for Success. ChineseSecretsForSuccess.com. It's also in Amazon, in Barnes & Noble.
All right. Easy to get the book. I've read it, and thank you again. I'm sure we'll have some more subjects that your book will address in the future, so I hope we will keep in touch for future appearances on our Spectrum program. Thank you, Yukong, for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Hit Radio. If you have some ideas for future topics and guests to be featured on Spectrum, we'd appreciate your suggestions. Email us at news@ChinaAmericaHitRadio.com. Then listen every Sunday for Spectrum at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, exclusively on China America Hit Radio.